every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLARRDRAPAMA. Did I already do those?
That's okay. You can do them more than once. We won't speak for them twice.
NASA?
NASA?
Yeah.
We don't speak for NASA?
Yeah, why not? We don't speak for any of them, guys. KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
CKE.
What's that?
Carl Karcher Enterprises.
I used to work for them.
And you didn't know who they were?
They never called them that. Oh. Yeah, but that's who it is, though.
Yep.
They own all those. That family owns every single one of those. They don't franchise.
Nope, they don't.
People in other parts of the country will not know what that is. They
Hardee's.
Make a pretty decent burg, though.
Hardee's.
No, they don't.
What do you mean, no, they don't?
Oh, my God. They're second to one.
They make char-broiled hamburgers.
And they suck. Second to one.
Second to one what?
In-N-Out. After that, Carl's
Jr. Oh, In-N-Out is the bombastic.
In-N-Out's not even that great.
What are you talking about?
Shelly.
I mean, they're okay.
Sarah,
oh, my God.
Sarah, I want Sarah to listen to this right now because we're going to beat Shelly about the head and shoulders. No picking on Shelly. Shelly, you are an idiot.
You can't pick on Shelly.
I'm just telling you.
You can't pick on Shelly. She's high.
Yeah. I'm telling
clearly.
You.
Clearly.
Holy Christ.
Okay, they're okay. Okay, keep in mind.
Okay, where are you going for a burger?
Yeah, where would you go for a burger? She goes to freaking Burger King.
Yeah, for a Whopper Jr.
Oh, God.
Great fries.
They changed the way they do the fries now. They're not as good.
Real potato.
They used to double fry them, and now they don't.
They do if you ask.
No, keep in mind the fact that the only way I can taste anything anymore is to douse it in, like, 5 pounds of salt.
I remember that.
So, you know.
You should quit smoking.
Yes, my testimony is not to be believed.
In-N-Out. The best. That's what a hamburger's all about. In-N-Out, In-N-Out.
I used to think when I was in high school that the only reason people really liked In-N-Out was so that they could go there and get the bumper sticker and cut the letters off so that it would say In-N-Out Urge and
instead
stick it on their
car. In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have one that said that, In-N-Out Urge.
That was really juvenile. Who did that?
Oh,
most of my friends.
Well, I did it. When I was 16, hell yeah. Well...
Well, so much for that.
Yeah. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Shelly wasn't ready.
Sorry,
I wasn't ready. She's still thinking about In-N-Out hamburger.
You're on my cord.
Get off her cord, Bruce.
Dude, I'm on her umbilical cord.
Get off her cord.
Hey,
Bruce,
you.
Get off
of my cord.
Get off the cord.
Cord. A fine automobile.
Okay. In Exton, Pennsylvania, that's where we're going first.
We're going to Pennsylvania
after
first?
You give me my iced tea.
And a light.
I have a light. I just need my iced tea. There we go.
Okay.
It's
going to be hot tea if you put it in front of the heater like that.
It's our Walmart story this week. There's
Walmart?
Always a Walmart. There's always something happening at Walmart.
There's never anything happening
there's
at Walmart
always,
except live chickens
there's
running
always
around
something
floor.
Happening at Walmart.
At our Walmart, live chickens would be an improvement. Employees at the Walmart in Exton, Pennsylvania called the police last Wednesday because they said that there was a naked man walking around the store. They
is
then
that
called
yeah.
They, that apparently that is illegal. Although, you know, I've seen people of Walmart
illegal
and,
but not unusual.
You know, now, They had to call the police back to correct themselves because he wasn't exactly naked. He had stolen a pair of black socks and put them on over by customer service.
Okay, then.
Oh, and then kept walking around the store.
See, so he wasn't naked.
His feet were cold.
See, so he wasn't naked. It's Walmart.
Yeah, what do you want? The people of Walmart.com just kills
me. Oh, my gosh.
Every
I love
time.
That. I go there every once in a while to see the new pictures.
You don't have to go there. You can get it live at any Walmart in your neighborhood.
You know, it's true, too. You can walk around there long enough, and you will find things that are people of Walmart.com worthy. Dude,
I take a book and a cup of coffee just to watch.
We were there the other day, and the guy at the check stand was like the slowest check stand guy I've ever seen. He's like talking about every item as he puts. I'm like, I know you guys hire some mentally handicapped people sometimes, and I have nothing against mentally handicapped people, but this guy, you know, he could have been a greeter.
There was no.
We got rid of the greeters.
He's the only.
No,
that's
our Walmart still has greeters.
They just moved his position to be a cashier.
Our Walmart still has greeters. Well, they're more like receipt checkers now.
That's not a greeter. That's a expediter. You're on your way out.
Well, this guy was when we got in.
That's an egresser.
An egresser. When we got in line, there was only one person behind us. When we left, there were like 10 people behind
us. Yeah, there was like 12 people in line because this guy was so slow.
You weren't warning people behind you, don't get in this line?
Dude, the guy's looking at me, he goes, do you want this in a bag? And I'm like, we got a pile of stuff. I'm like, yeah, in the bags would be good.
Excuse me, sir. Folks behind us, this guy's a moron. You don't want to be in this line.
Yeah, you want this stuff in a bag? If there's like a pile of stuff, I'm like,
no, I'd like it in a bonfire.
Don't make me laugh. Okay, this little gem was sent in by Fran.
Fran?
Our number one Fran. And it boosts my claim that making the bed is important.
It is not.
It is.
It is not.
It is.
It's not important.
The National Sleep Foundation.
I make mine every 2 weeks.
The National Sleep Foundation has published a study that shows that people who make their bed every day are 19% more likely to report a good night's sleep than people who don't.
That's
they're
because
lying.
They're OCD. It's not because it's any different in making your bed. It's because they're OCD
they're
enough
lying.
To make their bed, which means they're OCD enough to actually file a report that their bed feels better.
They're okay. Drunk.
That's it.
It's not OCD. It's CDO, the proper alphabetical order.
Okay,
hey,
CDO.
You got the letters
whatever.
Right.
Compulsive disorder obsessively.
He got the letters right.
But
as long as it's in the proper alphabetical order.
Well, what I'm telling you is what it is the people that are more likely to make their beds are the ones that are more likely to file a report.
You know who
reported, that don't make their bed aren't filing anything.
You know who reported a good night's sleep? The checker at Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing running through his head at night.
In Olympic Valley, California.
We just tie all these stories together.
Where the hell is that?
Olympic it's in the mountains.
Valley, California.
It's in the mountains, Squaw Valley.
Oh yeah,
the
ski
resort has opened
Squaw
its
Valley.
First ski in, ski out Starbucks.
Wait,
in California.
Squaw Valley's not in California. Wait, is it?
At 8,000 feet in Olympic Valley, California,
yeah,
Squaw
Olympic
Valley.
Valley.
Sheesh. They have opened their first ski in, ski out Starbucks.
Dude, that's awesome.
Are they going to serve beer and wine at that one?
Oh, I'll
it
bet
doesn't
they will.
Say.
Fill your Boda bag.
It doesn't say.
God, I love Boda bags. I don't even like wine, and I still would drink wine in a Boda bag.
What's a Boda bag?
It's like a leather bag that you wear around you when you're skiing, and you can holds about
you unscrew the top
a third
and you turn
of a
it over
bottle,
like this and
maybe half
out
a
of
bottle,
the
depending on how big it is.
Yeah, it's like you're nursing.
It's like a wineskin.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It is a wineskin.
All right. Well, there you go. Okay. Zheng Ying Yu, 45 years old.
You can't call me that.
Phuket.
Zheng Ying Yu, an employee at the Dongfeng Spa in Fort Myers,
Florida.
You're just giving us too much here.
Was arrested for prostitution by an undercover vice detective.
Now, what's the name of the person?
Zheng Ying Yu.
Is it a female?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's
let me guess. Happy ending.
And it's the Dongfeng Spa.
The Dongfeng. I'm not sure what Dongfeng means, but I can guess.
Now, she got arrested, but not before the detective got a 30-minute massage and then negotiated for additional massage time. Then he grabbed his penis and said, "What about this?" Apparently, he was not arrested.
I would have to think that's slightly entrapment.
And it doesn't say so. This came off of a police blotter from Florida, so it's not like a huge story.
What about this? You know what her answer should have been? I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
Yes. Or she could have looked at him and said, "You didn't look Asian descent."
What about that?
In the UK...
Ook.
Ook. The Duchess of Cambridge, also known as Kate Middleton, you know...
Is she?
Yes. Kate's the Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah. She's also married to Harry.
Oh.
William. But
William.
Nice try.
Whatever.
Sir
One
Wills.
Of them.
Yeah, we really keep up on the royal marriages
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I do.
There is a picture, though, that's awesome. I don't know what she did. She went to, like, bend over and, like, do something with her shoe or something. She totally looks like she's blowing him. It's awesome. It was on, like, every newspaper front and every tabloid.
She has finally chosen her official charity or cause or whatever. You know, each royal has their little pet cause.
People of Walmart.
Is her pets?
I think like, Charles's is, like, the National Train Association or something like that. She has chosen an organization called Action on Addiction because she has family members that are recovering addicts. And she wants to put her royal clout and money behind that organization.
Good. She should come on the show.
It's an organization dedicated to helping people get and fund their treatment options.
Awesome.
That's a good cause.
Yes. It doesn't say that.
It comes with a crack
pipe. Oh, wait. Nobody can hear Marty say that. Never mind.
Shelley, did you get the important news story this week?
What?
Which one?
About Petco.
No, I didn't get that one.
Oh, well, let me just give you...
Oh, God.
They have a pet hospital at Petco.
No, or, groomer.
No, pardon me, a groomer. And they cut off the part of the ear of a dog, and then the groomer tried to glue the ear back on so that the customer wouldn't know. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? Like, use crazy glue or something to try and glue the ear back on.
What's wrong with Fluffy's nose?
Wow. I mean, that's just... Yeah. I wish I had the details on that, because you should really know, like, you know, what state or city that was in so that you make sure not to take your dog.
There's an ear growing out of Fluffy's cheek.
Yeah.
Okay, in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
This is our idiot Facebook story of the week.
Oh, perfect.
It goes a little bit beyond idiot, though. A Tennessee couple who defriended a woman on Facebook were murdered in their home by the jilted woman's father and another man. They were killed last month after they deleted Janelle Potter, Billy Clay Payne's daughter, because of, you know, some interpersonal dispute or whatever. They're neighbors. And he and his friend went over there and killed them. They did not kill the couple's 8-month-old baby. The baby was found in her dead mother's arms.
Wow.
That's sad.
You know, people, if your Facebook is that important to you that you're considering homicide, perhaps you should turn off the computer. I'm just saying.
You couldn't listen to us.
We've suggested that to Bruce.
That's why I don't defriend anybody. I just let them defriend me.
Yeah, really. I don't defriend anybody either unless they harass me.
It has to be happening at some point because I've been sitting on, even though I still, like, accept friend requests, I accepted a couple tonight, I'm still sitting on, like, 4,950. I've been on that number for a while. So there's definitely people that are defriending me while I'm friending other people. But I'm kind of scared to get to the 5,000 because I don't know. I don't want to be the whole public figure thing.
I have none.
You have no Facebook.
I have no Facebook.
You have a LinkedIn?
I do have a LinkedIn.
I have like 1,300 friends or something like that.
I have no
Shelley's
friends.
Shelley's a hoe.
I don't pay that
Shelley's
close attention.
Shelley's a friend hoe.
I don't pay that much attention.
Do you accept all your friend requests, Shelley?
No.
Really?
Because when I look
what
at the...
What makes you determine not to? I want so that people that have been jilted know so they can come over here and kill us.
Because I don't defriend...
Wow.
I don't defriend anybody I already know that's already on my list. But if I look at the mutual friends from somebody who's requesting me and all of the mutuals are people that I used to play games with, I don't friend that person because there's no point.
Really?
Because so I'm not going to play the games.
And they just happen to like games.
Ooh.
Well, then they're SOL.
You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to just go and look at, like, the pages they like and stuff. And if they all the pages they like are, like, recovery pages, I go, they're probably in recovery.
Or if they have a naked picture of themselves.
Well, that goes without saying.
In Maine...
She just can't wait
I'm
to
just
get past
moving
that.
On.
In Maine?
In Maine, a longtime high school football coach resigned after an embarrassing incident. Another Facebook student. Now, this is a stupid Facebook story.
Does he have this WeWare in his hand in
maybe,
a Facebook picture?
Maybe. He accidentally posted a nude photo of himself on his Facebook profile.
How do you... Now, first of all, how do you accidentally post the photo?
He thought that he could send... He's not really Facebook savvy very, very much. He thought he could send the picture to his girlfriend, but he ended up posting it...
Oh, he posted it on her wall?
Yes.
Nice.
Now, the picture...
So everyone on his friends list got it on their wall as well.
Now, the picture was only visible for less than 10 minutes because he realized his mistake, called her, they got it taken off right away. However, in that 10-minute period of time, the parents of one of his students that he coaches... saw the picture and immediately called the principal. And the
How
principal
many of the
called
students
him.
Reposted the picture?
No one. It did not get reposted. It's not available. No one else saw it. It was just that one parent.
You know.
Okay, so why is he losing his job?
He's not losing his job. Oh. He resigned because he's embarrassed.
See, he shouldn't be resigning.
He shouldn't resign.
I don't think he should either.
Nobody saw it except the one parent, and she's going to be calling. She's going to be calling on the sly.
Okay. You guys ready for the most expensive Starbucks drink ever made?
Oh, is it $32?
No.
Because I heard something where some guy just got like a train to
so
the all shots
yes,
of
espresso. This is
the 16 shots?
What happened was the guy, he drinks a lot of Starbucks, but he can't afford like tons of it and stuff, so he finds ways to get coupons and stuff. He got a coupon for a free drink, and it didn't specify, a lot of times on Starbucks coupons, it specifies what size you can have or what kind or whatever, but it was non-specific. He could have anything.
You get anything you want.
So he went in, and he went to his two baristas that are his friends, and they got a Trenta, and they spent over an hour devising, you know, with a calculator, what would make the most expensive drink based on the ingredients they had on hand. let's see. They started with a Trenta. No, they still do. It's this whole blog thing now. They started with a Trenta. They added 16 shots of espresso, a shot of soy milk, a drop of caramel flavoring,
That'll
a scoop of banana puree, another scoop of strawberry puree, vanilla bean, a dash of matcha powder, some protein powder, and caramel and mocha drizzle. And it came to $23.60. But he didn't have to pay for it because he had a coupon.
A coupon.
Nice. That's better than a Groupon.
Yes, I agree.
What the group's on.
Have you ever seen Groupon?
Oh, yeah.
Groupon discounts?
Yeah.
You got to be really careful with those.
Yep.
Because I've heard of people like doing a Groupon for something and suddenly you get 2,000 people wanting it and they're like, whoa.
Yep.
Yes, we've done stories on that.
I've thought about
yes,
doing that
story.
With a picking out a certain kind of mattress set and doing some Groupon special because the volume you could do, you know, even if you didn't make a lot per set, the volume you could possibly do would make it worth it to do it.
Yeah, but you'd give them all free delivery and lose money.
No. Groupon people have to pay for delivery.
Okay.
In... elementary schools.
Florida.
There are three. There was a study released that there are three in elementary schools. Three new, like gateway drug type of things that are going on that is starting to alarm people.
Elmer's glue.
I know what one of them is.
Crayons.
One of them is energy drinks. The kids are little kids are pounding these things, and in young children, too much caffeine can actually cause death.
Really?
It's bad for you.
Really, really bad for kids. I mean, we're talking like 5, 6, 7 year olds. They're coming to school with a monster, or they're doing this other thing. Apparently, there's this stuff called caffeine strips. They're like those breath freshener strip things, and you put them on your tongue, and they dissolve, and they've got caffeine in them, and they'll put like 8 or 9 of them on their tongue. and then like bounce off the walls and stuff.
You know what?
Where do you get this thing?
Three or four of them die off, they'll stop doing it.
I don't know where you get that. I've never seen caffeine gel strips, but apparently they're. The story comes from back east, somewhere back east. I don't know.
Are they still huffing as always?
Huffing is the second one. Huffing dust off.
If you go to 7-Eleven, they've got those. They've got a thing that's called like a super shot or something, and it's like it looks like a little creamer, but it's brown and it's got like extra caffeine in it, and you can put it in your coffee.
Huffing is the second most popular.
Yep.
With most kids huffing glue, shoe polish, or toline. Toline is it's in nail polish.
Wow.
That's bad.
That's bad. The third
dust
one
off
is that,
the, one that
the older, like fourth and fifth graders, are starting to do farm parties, what they're calling farm party, like
Skittles
pharmaceutical
party.
Yeah.
When you said farm party, I'm thinking, oh my God.
No.
They're not banging animals.
One chicken and a bunch of lonely guys.
The chicken dies.
No, farm as in PHARM.
I think so. It's your
like
chicken
pharmaceutical.
The rabbit done died.
A Skittles party.
Yes, a Skittles party.
Let's unload their parents' medicine cabinet.
Exactly what they're doing. There's one grandmother here that's quoted as saying, you know, I had some painkillers. I took one and stuck the rest in the cupboard, forgot about them, and then went back to get them months later, and they were gone.
Yeah.
That's a total non-dope fiend. She took one, put them in the cabinet, and forgot about them.
Yeah. One uncle said that 700 of his OxyContin were missing.
Really? 700? No. Jesus.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Welcome back, Bruce.
Your dreams.
Jeez, will you stop with that already? You're killing me.
Welcome back. So, Mark.
What?
We have a topic that we've been going to do.
We've been going to do this topic for a couple weeks now.
And we're so overpaid in our recovery that we haven't done the topic.
And that is the topic.
Overpaid.
Overpaid. You overpaid, Bruce?
Many, many, many times over.
In what way?
Huh?
In what way?
In every way, really. I mean, you know, my life has gotten so much better in so many ways. I mean, it's almost like you can't even quantify it. It because everything is so different than it used to be that it's ridiculous. I mean, I remember when I look back, you know, because I have this selective memory. I want to remember the way things were when they were good and I was partying, like where there was multiple girls and this and that, instead of remembering when, you know, I'm on the curb getting sick, you know, in front of some bar or something. And it's like, I feel overpaid on like really normal stuff, like being able to get up in the morning and not come to, you know, and go to work that I own. You know, I went from living on the roof of an Alano club to buying a house, getting married, having kids that have never seen me get loaded, owning a business, doing a recovery show. I mean, I'm overpaid a bazillion, zillion ways.
Wait a minute. Multiple girls?
In the past?
When did that ever happen?
College.
This is one of those male, you were in the same room with two women who were talking to each other and you thought that that was it.
No, it's not. We were cocaine dealers.
I think this is one of those ego things.
No.
No, you want, okay, you want to hear it? Want to hear it? Shelly wants me to go there.
No, not really.
My friend Bill and I were dressed up like old men at my fraternity for a Halloween party. We go to the local place to buy some imported beer, and there were two girls there dressed as old women. What could be better than that? We go back. We're partying at the fraternity. He's on one side of the room. I'm on the other side of the room. We're both doing our thing. He gets up to go have a smoke, puts on his bathrobe, leaves the room. I do what any red-blooded American man would do. I locked him out because I knew he didn't have his keys. And this other girl's sitting on the other side, and I invited her to come over, and she came over. The only problem is it wasn't exactly the whole thing that I was hoping for because the girls were not interested in each other at all. But I was double-dipping. I'm just saying. Now.
Don't you love out of that whole thing when he talks about being overpaid, what I latch onto is the multiple women?
Yeah.
Well, that is overpaid.
I was going to mention that.
He is overpaid then,
not
too.
Not the fact that I have, you know, a wife and kids that have never seen me get loaded and this and that. She goes, more than one woman? What? Yeah. And that was back in the day because that's the things we like to remember and the things we don't like to remember. How about you, Mark?
I like to remember those things.
Because I like more than one woman. Yeah.
You know, today... Just that I'm alive today is overpayment.
Yeah, the fact that we're as old as we are.
I mean, let's face it. I've actually been sober for more years than I was loaded.
No, me too.
You know, and that's just amazing to me.
I should have been dead when I was 29. I overdosed when I was 29.
I should have been dead when I was 22.
Yeah, but I mean, I actually literally overdosed. I mean, I should have been dead, you know. Dead.
I don't know, when you're pitching headfirst into the bathroom counter repeatedly, is that an issue?
I actually pitched into the kitchen counter once in sobriety. Yeah. Hence the rather large scar I have above my eye.
Flashback?
No, low blood sugar.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I hit my head off the counter. I don't even remember. I hit my head off the counter, and I'm on the floor. And there is blood, and I'm like, Shelly!
He comes into the bedroom, and I look up. I wake up, and I look over, and I'm like, what the heck happened to you?
Yeah, blood flowing.
Did the strawberry jam blow up when you opened the refrigerator?
Yeah. How about you, Shelly?
Yes, I would say that I'm overpaid. I didn't used to think that. I was miserable for a long time.
She would concentrate on me mostly. So she said, I'm not overpaid.
Yeah.
But
I'm owed something.
I think that I'm... The thing I'm overpaid with the most, that I'm most grateful for, is my conscious contact with my higher power. That's what keeps me going.
There you go.
Really. I mean, I didn't have it before, and I have it now, and now I wish everybody could have it.
I wish I had it the way you have it.
That's
I have it, but I don't have it the way you have it.
I have it.
Oh, yeah, no, she does.
I know, and I can't explain it.
Church, and she's like on this, you know, fourth level of reality.
She's in the fourth dimension.
The fourth dimension.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that once I stopped, the things that used to get to me a lot and would make me feel down and like I wasn't getting anything out of sobriety or the program or you know, just my general grumpy self, when I stopped focusing on that because it was mostly internal. And started focusing on other people. A lot of that, it all went away. I don't feel that way anymore. And as long as I don't focus on what's going on in my head, which is usually crap anyway, then I'm generally happy, and I generally feel good. And you know, I get up every morning, say thanks for the day, God, and that's literally what I say. That's pretty much the extent of my morning prayer. Which is really not all that spiritual, but I don't know. I just walk around knowing that God is there all the time.
That seems sort of low budget for a prayer.
I know it is, but I mean...
Hey, thanks, God.
I know, but I have this sense that he's always right there. Like, I mean, literally always right there. So me saying, thanks for the day, God, is just kind of like getting up and saying good morning to you, because he's always there.
God is your stalker?
Yes, God is my stalker.
God's neat, let's eat.
That'd be a great... See, if I even say this, it'll happen and I'll be bummed, so I'm not going to say it. No,
okay.
I just got an idea.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not a good thing for an addict to say. I've got a great idea.
I'm telling you, anyway, so, Mark.
What?
You are overpaid.
Yeah, I was so grateful that my higher powers made me available today where I can wait and listen for people to come apologize to me when they're wrong.
Nice. None of your kids have seen you get loaded.
Nope.
Mine neither.
Nope.
Shelly, not so much.
You know.
Yes.
But
not
but
so much.
None of your kids. Your wife has.
Nope.
No. Oh, no, she hasn't.
Nope.
That's right. You didn't
know
her before that.
Oh, God, no. No, I am very fortunate.
How about the majority of your friends?
The majority of my friends have never... I'm thinking there's a couple that have... There's a couple that I partied with pretty hard that are still around.
Yeah, there's only a couple that I know as well, and I don't hang out with them anymore, so I don't really see them.
Oh, is it wrong if I do?
No.
Am I doing it wrong?
With them because they still are actively engaged in partying hard. How do people do that for so long?
These guys are still on herbal treatments, I think, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got buddies that drink the way they drank when I used to drink with them. And, I mean, that was 20-something years ago. And they're still drinking like that. I'm thinking they're going to start kicking the bucket from cirrhosis and stuff pretty soon. Because they have still... Well, a guy that we know in a meeting, and I'll use his nickname because no one knows who that is Wolverine, lives in a building where one of my old buddies is. He goes, you know that guy? He goes, man, that guy's always hammered. I'm like, yep.
Well, yep, alcohol, yep. If they're just drinking, alcohol takes a lot longer to kill you if you do it right.
No, if you do it right.
Because you pickle yourself.
Yeah, you get pickled.
That's right. So you're a preservative.
That's why people get into the program younger and younger now, because they're cross-addicted, and the drugs get them there faster than the booze did.
I believe that.
Yep. I concur.
Because I'll tell you what, I always tell people, I'm certain that I could have drank and smoked pot for a number of years. And, you know, Slam and Coke bottomed me out fairly quickly. And it was you know what it was? It was a money thing. Because when you Slam Coke, you run out of money fast. When you run out of money fast, you steal quicker. You know, I mean, I got all those yets within a year or so. Because all the stuff I had never really done behind booze and weed, I did behind Slam and cocaine.
All right, then.
So?
I think we just all ran out of things to say all at the same time.
I'm grateful.
Are you kidding? Mark and I are never out of things
to say.
I'm
grateful.
Are you kidding?
You're grateful that we've run out of things
to
say?
We'll do an hour each and go over.
Yes, I'm grateful we ran out of things to say.
So, Shelley?
Yes?
What are your final words on being overpaid?
I think if you want to be overpaid in this program, you can be, but you can't block it. I think a lot of people sabotage themselves, and it's okay to accept the gifts of the program. When you've worked the steps and you're praying, you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's okay to feel okay. For some reason, I think that some people think that there always has to be something going on, like some drama going on, and something that keeps them from receiving the gifts of the program. And you don't have to do that. It's okay to accept grace.
Ooh. So you could have tied all that with that last thing. It's okay to accept grace.
Grace was the name of that second girl in that room with you, wasn't it?
Janet.
Oh, okay.
Janet? Really?
There's more than one Janet on the planet.
Really? You don't know who this
W-J?
Janet is.
Damn it, Janet.
W.
Oh, yeah. Willamette Janet.
Ew. Yeah, I've heard the stories about her.
Yeah, but I was the first one.
You think?
No, no.
For the evening.
You think?
For the evening session.
Yeah, for that evening.
Ew, this oh girl, my gosh, this girl that's so disgusting.
After I was done with her, she'd continue to come to parties there, and she'd pretty much, this is like one of those high school girls that when they discovered sex just said, oh, baby. And we called her Willamette Janet because she would literally do anybody.
The city.
So I never slept with her after that first time because she came to a party one time. She slept with 7 of my fraternity bros in the same night.
At the party.
And my bro Terry.
There wasn't a lot of sleeping going on.
And my bro
Terry. Don't go there.
No, don't tell the story. Please don't tell that story.
This is disgusting. This is not quite as bad as 2 girls, 1 cup, so don't go
but,
there.
Yeah, please don't. What are your final words, Bruce?
Well, Mark's first.
Mark already did his, didn't he?
No.
No, okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
When I came into this program, all I wanted to do was not feel like crap anymore. And if I could just not feel like crap, I'd be happy. From there to where I am today, I'm way overpaid.
If you want to get over effing paid, get over effing sober. And by the way.
Yes.
Terry thought she tasted great.
You know what?
Oh, was she less filling?
And he was the last guy.
Oh, please, you had to do it. Why? Why? Why?
He couldn't.
You're disgusting.
Help. Shelley, you do have control of the edit button.
Hey, listen, that was not nearly as funny. Hearing it like that was not nearly as funny as when we told Terry he was the last of 7 guys. That was funny.
There's not enough toothpaste on the planet.
No.
Didn't we just do a show on Accept When to Do So Would Injure Them or Others? You guys didn't think about that?
What was at the time? And they were loaded.
Yeah, it was at the time my buddy and I, we had several guys sitting at the Boar's Head, and this girl came up, started picking up on my buddy. He says, hey, I'll see you guys in a while. He gets up to leave with this chick. The bouncer immediately comes over the table, says, you might want to go tell your friend that that's not a woman. Did we?
No.
No, we didn't.
Aren't you going to go tell him? No.
He comes back in. How was that? That was the greatest BJ I ever got. Really? Did you get in her pants? No, she said it was her time of the month. Okay.
Okay, I think Marty's going to pass out. You guys got to stop now.
It was fun. So, Shelley.
What?
If someone goes to recovery101.net.
Well, after this show, I don't think anybody is going to.
Oh, no, they're all going to go now. Are you
kidding? They're clicking off in mass.
And they go to comment on the show. Maybe we won't even say like the show. Yeah. Go to comment on this one.
Wow. Yeah.
They may get a thing comment that says, hey, you're not a member of Podomatic. What should they do?
Join.
Oh, run away.
Quickly.
No, they should join Podomatic.
It's free.
It's free and it's fun. There's lots of shows, but you should mostly only listen to us.
Yeah.
We have lots of shows.
F those other shows. Yeah, we got like 300 shows.
Actually, you can
there.
Listen to the other shows, but only click like and comment on us and put us on your playlist because that helps us with our ratings, and then we can keep track of how many people are listening and stuff.
You can also sign up on there to get updates of which when we put up a new show, it'll show up in your inbox, and you can just click on the link in the inbox. It'll take you right to the page.
Yeah.
Mark.
What?
Who are our friends back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Bruce runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
Got.com.
The 12-Step Gazette.
12-Step Gazette at .com.
So nice.
I got all the letters. They're just in the wrong order.
Nice.
You can go to our site, recovery101.net, scroll down, click the link, take you right to his site, find publication. You can read it online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce to give you all the information you need to bring the 12 Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet. And if you have like a recovery home or an Alano club, he will be more than happy to send you multiple copies.
He'll give you multiples.
Bruce has been known to give people multiples. That's awesome. I think so is Willamette Janet.
Multiple seizures.
We've got email addresses at...
We do?
at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff or get advertising with us, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
And Shelley.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
8 Days Clean.
Which one?
Well, I did just use this one recently, but I think that we need to use it again because it matches this show, Mr. Perpetrator. You're perpetrating indignities on people.
Mr. Penetrator.
Oh, no. Do you know what the song Perpetrator is about? Now that you're ascribing it to me?
No.
It's about domestic violence. Thank you very much.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll edit that part out. You pick a song then.
From 8 Days Clean?
Yes.
You used America recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Man, I like that song. Spoonful of Jesus.
We used that one, too.
Oh, my God.
How about Angels of Nothing?
Angels of Nothing.
Okay.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it. And I'm not a domestic violence guy.
Although I am wearing a neck brace.
Had to be.
Don't
want to
tell you twice. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Good night.
Addictions, if you're rolling with me, I'm gonna take done.